I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, and from WUOT News, this is Dialogue. President Trump has made great sport of undermining and attacking journalists before and since taking office.
The press, honestly, is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
But he's not the first chief executive to have a rough relationship with the reporters who cover him.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting. I'm not blaming anybody for that.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. It's Monday afternoon, and you know what that means. Time once again to check in on the General Assembly in Capitol Hill Conversations. And this, dear friends, is the end of our journey. The legislature adjourned for the session last week. We're going to take a kind of a recap look at what's going on from the perspective of the minority party. That species known as the Tennessee Legislative Democrat is virtually an endangered species at this point. In this final installment of Capitol Hill Conversations, WPLN's Jason Moon Wilkins. Welcome to Health Connections, a program about people, health, and policy. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, and today we're doing something a little bit different, so I wanted to offer a preamble. Today we're going to be talking about gun violence, but perhaps not in the way that you expect us to. This is not going to be a show about gun policy or gun control. Too often, when we call for a national conversation on guns and people and violence, it gets bogged down and almost immediately halted by people's different opinions and ideologies, partisanship, and even interpretations of the U.S. Constitution. That is not our purpose today. Our purpose is to examine the demographics of gun violence, who it typically affects, and why it is considered a matter of public health. With that, we'll bring in Dr. Carol Myers of the University of Tennessee College of Nursing, of course, our regular guest here on Health Connections. Dr. Myers, why is gun violence a public health matter?
Gun violence is a public health matter because of the number of people that are killed each year. Let's start by painting a picture. One day,
I might be able to see where they're coming from if they're saying, look, we have guaranteed funding now. What you're asking me to do is to give that up on the premise that somebody might give me that money in the future. Have you considered that?
Now, that is valid.
Mm-hmm.
That is valid. But I would toss to you again, are you really going to argue something that is clearly, unequivocally going to save lives? Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't do that because you might have to work harder for that money.
Take yourself back to July 17th, 1969. It was day two of the Apollo 11 mission on its way to a landing on the moon. But before Neil and Buzz could make their history on the lunar surface, the third of that trio, Command Module Pilot Mike Collins, had something he wanted to get off his chest.
So we made three cups of coffee today. It's pretty good. It's not piping hot, but it sure beats stone cold coffee.
Oof. Stone cold coffee. The ultimate insult, right? Except today, it really isn't. Cold brew coffee is about 400 years old, but right now it's enjoying its latest renaissance.
It's something new, but of course that kind of media is only recently available to presidents. You wonder, for instance, what would Franklin Roosevelt have done if he'd had a Twitter feed?
Or Lyndon Johnson or Richard Nixon, these
right.
other two that we've talked about, who were very concerned about their image in the press. It seems like, though we are looking at what I think is probably a unique situation, this is not identical to the kind of tit-for-tat we saw in the Nixon administration or at other tense times. I think there is some new here, and the medium is only part of it. As you're looking now as an historian, how do you put this into context? Is this sort of, there's nothing new under the sun? Does it feel like, I mean, because there have been these medium shifts before and sort of disruptions from that. Is this totally new, totally old, a little bit of both?
Well, you know, Mark Twain once said that history doesn't repeat itself, but it sometimes rhymes. And so we get these refrains that come back and forth, although it may not be the same.
That's it for All Things Considered. I'll see you back here tomorrow evening at 4 p.m. Stay tuned next for Improvisations right here on 91.9 FM WUOT. It is almost 6:30 Eastern Time. For Robert Siegel in Washington and Kelly McEvers in Los Angeles, I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Good night from Knoxville.